Afternoon, my name is Eric Sveta from Northwest University South Africa. The topic is soil water content as affected by crop growth stages and different management practices and soil depth under dry land condition. The study is supervised by somebody from the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Professor Albert Modi. And when we look on the background of this study, we have realized that the soil texture has a profound effect on water retention. So the research, if somebody is running the research related to this, the soil physical property, especially the soil texture, play a significant role. And we have also learned that the presence of organic matter in the soil, it play a role, because it's capable of holding water and also the reduction of evaporation from the soil. And we have also noticed that the crop cover, the canopy cover on the soil surface, it also play a role because the surface will be shaded by the crops, and thereafter the exposure to radiation will be reduced. So we have also noticed that according to the previous study, it indicates that the intercrop of two crop species, such as the legume and the cereals, they play a role on water. They use water more efficiently as compared to the monoculture. And the literature review, it indicates that the intercropping has high water usage, followed by the maize soil crop, and lastly the cowpea soil crop. That's what the literature says. Not according to this study, we shall see what if there is any correlation with the literature review. So the method of planting, such as rotation, also play a role on soil water content. And the problem here is that the reason why we are conducting this study, the influence of our cropping system on soil water content is not known by most of the farmers in South Africa, not only in South Africa, worldwide, especially the small-scale producers. And the stages of the crop growth, which play a role on soil water conservation, is also not identified by most of the small-scale farmers. So therefore, the objective of this study was to determine the effect of cropping system, the crop growth stages, and location on soil water content. So the material and methods of the study, the site description. The study was carried out at three locations of Northwest South Africa during 2011/12 and 2012/13 planting seasons. And at three locations, the first location was Potchefstroom Grain Crop Research Institute. And the second location was Department of Agriculture Experimental Station in Taung, Northwest. And the third location was also the Agriculture Research Council for the industrial crop, Rustenburg. And when we look on something like the soil and also the, let's say, the clay percentage and the rainfall of each location, so the Potchefstroom, it has something like 30% of clay, and it receives something like the rainfall of 622.2 millimeter per year. Potchefstroom has this type of soil according to the soil classification, the plain-thick catena soil. And Taung Experimental Station, it has the clay content of 8% and received the annual rainfall of 1,061. And it has this type of soil according to the soil classification, the Harten. So Rustenburg, the ARC-IIC, it has the clay percentage of 49.5 and it received the rainfall of 661 millimeter per annum. And according to the soil classification, it has the dark olive gray. So the experimental design, it was 5 by 3 by 3 factorial experiment. We included the 5 cropping system, the 3 growth stages, and also the 3 location as the factor of this study. And the 5 cropping system, it was the cowpea monocropping, maize monocropping, cowpea followed by maize in rotation, maize followed by cowpea in rotation, and intercropping of the intercropping maize cowpea plots. So the 3 crop growth stages compared in the study were V10 stroke VN, the VT stroke R4, the R6 stroke R8, and both are for maize and cowpea, but I will explain it in the table. So the description of the crop growth stage for cowpea, the VN, it was before flowering, R4 during pod formation, R8 during physiological maturity, and for maize, V10 before tasseling, VT during ear formation, R6 during the physiological maturity. And these are some of the images that I collected from my experiment during the course of the study. You see the plot of intercropping, the plot of soil cowpea, the agronomic field practices that were applied in this, that was practiced in the study was the nitrogen fertilizer application for 100 kg at both location, Torches Room and Rustenburg, and higher, a little bit higher at Dahoom because of the sandy soil. And the application of 25 in both location, Torches Room and Rustenburg, and a little bit higher at Dahoom. And the test crop here was PAN6479 instead of maize cultivar. And the Bichon white for cowpea, they were used as a test crop. So the soil sampling and the analysis, we dug the soil up to 90 centimeter deep to evaluate the moisture content at 3 different growth stages. And the soil samples were collected at the depth of 0 to 15, 15 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90 centimeter during the V10 stroke VN, the VT stroke R4, and the R6 stroke R8 stages of maize cowpea respectively. Okay. And the soil samples were put inside the plastic bags during the collection and sealed and kept in the cold room to avoid the water loss. And the gravimetric method was used instead of using the neutron probe. We have the reason for that. So the procedure of the gravimetric method, porcelain tin were used. We weighed 10 grams of soil put inside the oven for 24 hours. That was repeated until there was no difference between the 2 consecutive measurements. And that is just the formula for the gravimetric water method. And the results, okay, this is just the soil physical properties of 3 locations. We can see Porcher's Room having 58%, but clay percentage is 30. Dahoom, a little bit of clay percentage. And Rustenburg, you see 49-50 clay, and sand in the in between, which is 44-42. And the results of this study, I just want the audience to look on the table instead of looking on this paragraph of explanation. This is just the explanation of this table. So if you look on this table, you find that the cropping system, it has no significant difference. The significant difference was on the crop growth stage. So the crop stage V10, and V10 stroke VN and R6 stroke R8, it has a significantly higher water content of 10.2, as you can see there, and 9.1 respectively, as compared to other crop stage of VT stroke R4. And also the location also had a significant effect on soil water content. The Potchefstroom and Rustenburg, they have a higher water content of 10.2 and 13.5 respectively, as compared to Taung, due to the soil physical properties. And at the end of this study, we also compared the seasons. That is the table from 0 to 15 centimeters. So we continue to dig deeper, and this table is for 15. The second table is for 15 to 30 centimeters. So here, also the croaking system, it didn't have any effect on the soil water content, but the crop growth stage, it had a significant difference on soil water content. And the V10 stroke VN and R6 stroke R8, it had a significant difference, like 10.8 and 10.7, as compared to the VT and VT stroke R4. And also the location here, it also had a significant difference. We see the Potchefstroom and Rustenburg becoming top with 10.9 and 15.9 as compared to Taung. So we dug deeper and deeper, and this is for the table of 0.3 to 0.6 meter. Here we could see that the cropping system, it had a significant difference. So the monocropping cowpea plots had significantly higher soil water content as compared to other cropping system. You see something like 12.4 on the mono cowpea, which is monocropping cowpea, and the crop growth stages also, it had a significant difference, where the V10 stroke VN of maize had significantly higher water content of 12.5 than the VT stroke R4 and also the R6 stroke R8. And also the location, Rustenburg and Potchefstroom becoming on top. The last table here, when we dug deeper and deeper up to 90 centimeter, so we realized that the crop growth stage also played a role on soil water content. The V10 stroke VN had significantly higher soil water content as compared to other crop growth stages, and also the location, Rustenburg and Potchefstroom becoming on top. So the discussion here is that there were higher soil water content at those different depths during the V10 stroke VN, and may have been attributed by the high crop canopy cover and the occurrence of the rainfall during that stage. And the higher water content in soil collected at Rustenburg and Potchefstroom may have been attributed by higher clay percentage in both in the soil compared to the sandy soil at Taung, and the high water content is also collected on cowpea plots on monocropping may have been attributed by the lower evaporation from the soil cowpea plots. The conclusion here is that monocropping plots of cowpea had the ability to hold soil water, and this depends on the type of cowpea used, and also the canopy cover, and the critical stage of high water content was ear pod formation, the VT stroke R4, and in this study it was found that location with high percentage of clay content also play a role on water holding capacity. I would like to thank you very much.